The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples set out for the villages of Caesarea Philippi. Along the way, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist." Others, Elijah. And still others, one of the prophets. And he asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said to him in reply, "You are the Christ." Then he warned them not to tell anyone about him. He began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed and rise in 3 days. He spoke openly about this. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. At this point, he turned around and, looking at his disciples, rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." He summoned the crowd and with his disciples said to them, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and the sake of the gospel will save it." The gospel of the Lord.
Good afternoon. I would ask you hold your applause until after Bishop David is finished with the presentation. Bishop David, after consultations with the clergy and the laity of the Archdiocese, Archbishop Jose Gomez has chosen Father Albert Bahuth as the new pastor of Holy Family Parish. I now have the pleasure of presenting him to you and to the people of our parish.
My dear friends, because I'm aware of the needs of this parish and am confident of Father Albert's qualifications for the office of pastor, I now entrust to him the pastorate of this parish. We welcome you as your elder. Pray for your new pastor daily, that he continues his priestly ministry in faith, hope, patience, and endurance. Your prayers and support are the foundation of his leadership among you. Pray that God's Holy Spirit may pour forth upon him the gift of fortitude as he serves you. Since Monsignor Albert is celebrating 25 years of being a priest also, I have to tell my 25th anniversary joke. Sorry for the... sorry to 200 people who've heard it before, but anyway, that's... So there was a couple out for their 25th anniversary, and during the... they had a nice restaurant, nice bottle of wine. During the meal, the wife began to speak and say, "I want to thank you for all these years. You stood by me. You're always there for me. I could turn to you in good times and bad. You always helped me make it through even the most difficult times. I could always count on you." The husband goes, "That's just the wine talking." And the wife said, "I'm talking to the wine." Usually the men laugh at the first part, and women laugh at the second part. But you know, I couldn't help telling that joke because I want to say something. I think it really touches my heart to see so many people here who have built up the diocese over the years, people of this parish and people from around the archdiocese. See some of my heroes here, like Cardinal Mahoney and Bishop Wilkerson and Monsignor Lloyd Torgerson, another hero of mine, familiar. Monsignor Connolly, who built up fantastic ministry all through the years. But I got ordained deacon. I got ordained deacon in 1978, and who was the helping the Cardinal Manning at that time? Monsignor Connolly. Seems like he's been part of the history of this diocese and built up a great, involved in building up the diocese all through the many years. And now, and over these many years, has built up a beautiful parish here. And then Cambria, who took over this great work and with a great ability, great zeal and great faith, has done her ministry here. So I'm a bit like the woman in the story. I want to thank you for all these years. You've stood by us. You've helped us. You've been faithful. You've been true. You've been always seeking ways to make life better for us. Then my own landlord over here. My landlord is Monsignor Tim Nichols. Oh, here he's there. I thought he'd left for a while. No, but he's still here. I was telling the Cardinal that Tim Nichols, I live in a house owned by St. John Vianney. So I call, so Tim calls me my lord and I call him my landlord. Yeah, so. He doesn't call me my lord, by the way. But, and there's great, all the great priests here who are still doing so much to build us up. We're very grateful to you. It's quite moving that you all gather together for this great day, and of course it's a very sacred time for us here now in the Archdiocese. We just started yesterday the beginning of our holy year, our Jubilee year, celebrating 250 years of ministry and parish life. Here in the Archdiocese. Of course, you know the mission, the original mission was built as a parish church, which it still is. It still is a parish church in many ways, and it was built by the Tongva people, for the Tongva people, so that people could encounter there the love of Jesus, could encounter the hope and the salvation that comes from Jesus. And that was the beginning of the Catholic faith in Southern California. And since then, all these years, we've almost 300 parishes have been built up in order to minister to the people of God from all places in the world, right? From all places and all cultures and all languages, all countries come here, Southern California, and have been served in these amazing parishes. And so we have to give great thanks to God for that. People like yourselves who have made sacrifices, who love the parish, who love the church, who have a love for Jesus and the Eucharist. This is great inspiration to us. And Monsignor Torgerson was just telling me in the parish they did a survey about what people missed most during the lockdowns, during the coronavirus lockdowns. And he said that I think 1,200 people said what they missed the most was the Eucharist. And that's very moving to see how there's that love for the Eucharist. In fact, you know, one of my digress a small bit here, but we're all kind of traumatized in a way from the coronavirus, and I was on a Zoom call there recently in June, and I was saying to the people on the Zoom call, we're all kind of traumatized, and people are easily triggered, and people are mad at each other and blaming each other and fighting with each other and condemning each other, and that's just the American bishops. But I was saying to Monsignor Lloyd, you know, that the bishops are beginning a kind of campaign over the next 2 years to renew our love for the Eucharist, and also coming out with a document about the Eucharist, and because they were talking about the fact that many people have lost their faith in the real presence. But I was saying to Monsignor Torgerson that really maybe we, the bishops, need to open our hearts and learn from the people. Maybe everybody doesn't have the total understanding of consubstantiation and everything, but I think people have a love for the Eucharist, which is what the Lord Jesus is seeking. He pours out his life and love to us in the Eucharist and awaits this response of love, which you can feel among the people of God. And so thank you all for that too. God bless you for that. But the mission, the original mission, the vision of the first parish was that this would be a place where people would experience the compassion and the mercy of God, where they would experience almost the incarnation of Christ in the people that banded together, that joined together to help each other and love each other on this journey of life, on the road, on the way to salvation. And this was the vision of our Blessed Mother. We're coming up to 10 years now. From the 10 years' time, we'll be celebrating 500 years of the Catholic faith here in the Americas. But the people of Mexico at the time the indigenous people did not really accept the Catholic faith too much because it came with the bureaucracy and the conquistadores. But when our Blessed Mother, Our Lady of Guadalupe, appeared, people saw the compassionate, merciful face of Jesus. And that's when they flocked in their millions to the church. And this is what our Blessed Mother always wants our parishes to be, places where people can experience the mercy of God and the love of God. Because the world is becoming a very hostile place, and people are closed against each other and conflicted with each other. There's a great deal of loneliness in our young people, in our youth, and families are suffering a lot. And this is what we need most of all, our parishes to be, is places where people can experience this unconditional, profound mercy of God that he wants to pour out upon his people in the sacraments, in our love for each other, in our acts of charity and compassion and mercy with each other. This is why this has been a great parish. And congratulations to those of you and Monsignor Clem and Cambry who built it up, and the pastors who went before, because it really is a place where I think you've tried to be that place of compassion and mercy in the world. And people go from here to many, many parishes and help out. And South LA and East LA, you always know of Holy Family. People from Holy Family came. It was going to be real, real good help to the people given to that parish. And so we all love the words of Saint of Pope Francis when he calls the parish the parish must be like a field hospital in the midst of a war, where the first thing you want to see if you can do is if you can help the people who come, if they're wounded or broken by the struggle and the conflict of war, that they find a place of comfort, consolation, and healing and renewal. And Monsignor Albert, you've inherited this great, you've become pastor now of this great parish, and of a great mission, and of a great ministry. And I know, knowing you all these years, that you are will be a great leader for this parish to continue that great work that's begun here, that has been begun here, and that the Lord will bring to more and more fruition under your leadership. And we pray. We'll pray now together as we invite the people of the who are in leadership here to show their support of you by their work and by their ministry and by their lives.